NFC South play is upon us. We have the Saints this weekend facing the Atlanta Falcons. This is always a heated rivalry, as we all know.
Yeah, and it's sure definitely rivalry week as easy
in the NFL.
Yeah, it's for us, anyways.
It's kind of in Major League Baseball too. I mean, honestly. It's the flavor of the week around here for sure.
I feel like no one hates the Saints more than you do.
John Fricke's up there, but yeah, I hate the Saints pretty passionately.
I don't know that I understood exactly how much that existed before I played here. And it was the same way before I got to Alabama about Auburn, because I didn't grow up an Alabama fan. And I don't think I understood it until I got there and I was like, wow, like it is real. And then I get to Atlanta and I'm like, wow, it is real. Like, it is like people do not like Saints people in the city of Atlanta. And it is definitely the same way, vice versa.
And it's become personal for me with people in their organization. Because look, I understand you want to have fun 28-3 and everything, but every year, there was a fan called in the other day. It was a Sunday. It was a listener called in on a Sunday. I was listening to Fricke. I'm taking sprinkles on our walk, right? And I'm about to leave for Philadelphia. And the guy calls up, starts demanding that John respect the Saints organization. You need to respect the organization and talk about them with respect. And, of course, Fricke didn't handle that well, and I don't blame him. And I started thinking about it, and I said, man, I wish I was on the air right now because I would let that dude have it. You want me to respect them? How? An organization that runs videos every time we're down there, not poking fun, but deliberately making fun and taking shots of our organization and our city and things that have happened. An organization that has rabbit ears every time anything happens. They've been,
Can I jump in here for a second?
Just give me one, okay, one more. You know, they wanted to, their fans and players and members that don't want to demand respect from us. They put a billboard outside of our stadium. You know what? Blank off. You don't get any respect from me. No, there's no respect. I don't have to respect or talk about you like I have respect. I don't, okay? I absolutely don't. Doesn't mean I don't respect guys like Cam Jordan, but I'm not respecting the people up in their organization that want to run those videos and run those little halftime shows that want to mock us when we're down there. You show me no respect, I show you none.
Tiff, I'll let you jump in.
I didn't mean to put coal into the hate engine to allow it to
just a
to
little
power
bit of fuel.
Up.
Yeah, a little bit of fuel. I don't know that your coal was even needed. And Bo, you know, I understand all that. I think, and a lot of Falcons fans do have a bad taste in your mouth about the way the game ended last year. And I realize it was like a Jameis Winston thing, and you know, they come out afterwards and say, yeah, that's not how you do it. That's on us. I don't care, dude.
But doesn't it make sport? This is what makes sports fun, right? Like these.
No. It makes sports fun for the people that are enjoying that part of it. And unfortunately, I've been on both sides of that, and I try to be respectful of the people that are taking the loss because I realize they probably worked just as hard as I did. So, no, that's fun for all the people on the winning side of it. Sure, yeah, you love the fact that you're able to get in a rivalry and embarrass the people across the field. But then, to Bo's point, that's why I don't respect what's going on. So that's fine.
I won't talk about my time living in Louisiana when the Saints won the Super Bowl. I'm going to pivot here and bounce back to what Mike said. Last year had probably a bitter taste. It left a very bitter taste in a lot of fans' mouths and probably the team as well. But new coach, new regime, right? Here's Raheem Morris on that game last year.
I don't go with motivation that I wasn't a part of. You know, if you need any more motivation than playing against a division rival for the South, that you got the pen in your hand to be able to write your own story, and you're probably in the wrong building anyway. So, like, you know, there's no secret about the Saints, the Bucks, and Carolina, particularly this week. The team that you focus on is better be the Saints, and you got to find a way to go out there and beat a really competitive, well-coached team at our place.
Very matter of fact. I like how he handled that question. I mean, it's the division, right? But also, he wasn't here last year.
Yeah, and the problem is if you're in that locker room and you get emotional and you get angry and you try to think of everything that's happened in the past, it comes out on the field. And we saw last weekend the Eagles players get emotional, and Tyrann Mathieu and all these other guys kind of having those arguments. The emotion gets the best of you. And so I think it's smart for Raheem Morris to say, look, man, this is business as business gets. And And I'll be honest with you guys. A lot of times in the NFL, the rivalries are more about the fan bases. I think it's a lot more team-fed when it comes to college because when you go to – well, at least when I was in college, when you go to a college, you're like that guy for life, right? There's some guys in the NFL that are like, I could be playing for the Saints next week.
This is true.
Right, and so I think that's a smart approach from Raheem.
Yeah, I don't disagree, but there are some players in this game that absolutely feel that rivalry. You don't think Tyrann Mathieu has been he's from that area, played college ball down there, and has been a part, doesn't have some feeling that. Alvin Kamara, who went to high school here but has been a Saint so far for his career, or Taysom Hill, those guys feel that way. I'm going to tell you something. Cam Jordan is – he has lived this rivalry. I mean, he has been a huge part of it. And I think Marshawn Lattimore is another guy. Now, to your point, yeah. Caden Ellis, been on both sides. David Onyemata, been on both sides. So, but I just think there. But that also, I think, fueling their fire, because guess who didn't sign them to contracts? The Saints. So I hope they want to go there and get some get back.